Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The first supervised consumption clinic in Massachusetts may be a portable unit placed in a parking lot in Somerville. That's one of the recommendations in an operations and location report out today. It's the latest step in Somerville's bid to move forward with this controversial project, which would provide a place for people to use drugs with staff nearby to respond to an overdose. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
It's a busy morning in Davis Square, with restaurants, shops, banks, churches, and a park where kids run through a splash pad. Davis Square is also one of the neighborhoods with the highest number of overdoses and deaths in Somerville. Mayor Katiana Ballantyne says a supervised consumption site would save lives.
This is a tool for harm reduction. And why not use it? Because 15 to 20 people are dying every year in our community.
Ballantyne took over Somerville's pledge to open a supervised consumption or overdose prevention center when she became mayor in January. She got some challenging news this week. The state legislature failed to take up a bill that would have created a pilot program where state officials would set operating rules. Still, Ballantyne says the research is clear. Supervised consumption sites keep people alive, and she's moving forward.
I'm really proud that Somerville is stepping up to lead on this. We want to improve people's lives, make the community better.
And now Ballantyne has some guidance about how to proceed. The city hired Fenway Health to help determine a location and operations plan for a supervised consumption facility. Carl Shortino is the project leader. He spent a lot of time walking through the city's high overdose neighborhoods and talking to people.
Where we landed is that the city does not have viable brick-and-mortar building locations ready to go.
So the report recommends getting started with a retrofitted trailer in one of the city's parking lots. It would have room for 8 to 10 clients at a time. A nurse, counselor, and peer support clinicians would be among the staff. But there would not be enough room for primary care, treatment guidance, help finding housing, or other services many supervised consumption sites offer. Shortino says the immediate need is getting a clinic up and running.
With 2,000 people a year in Massachusetts dying, the imperative to move as quickly as possible is that we need to start saving lives.
The portable clinic would cost between $1.4 and $3 million a year to operate, depending on how many hours a day it's open. Mayor Ballantyne says the city has some funds for startup costs, but will need grants and partners to run the unit. Her next step is hiring a program director and creating an advisory committee to help Somerville choose a specific parking lot. Ballantyne says talking to residents who have questions or fears is her top priority.
It can take a little bit longer. It can get messy. But at the end of the day, you get buy-in and you get shared purpose and you certainly get much better results.
The report says Somerville has the tools to open a supervised consumption clinic within the next 12 months. Ballantyne is not committing to that timeline. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.